The latest news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-digest, Nursing Notes, which highlights examples of nurses creating improved patient outcomes and transforming the new standard of care. You can subscribe to receive Nursing Notes updates at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes content is accompanied by two episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you greater insights into the topics presented in the written format. You can listen to previous episodes of Nursing Notes Live on our podcast player at discovernursing.com and subscribe to the podcast series on iTunes. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. In this episode of Nursing Notes Live, I talk to Donna Sabatino. Donna is the Senior Community Liaison for Janssen Infectious Diseases, J&J, covering the state of Florida. She recently attended the Global Citizen Festival in New York City. The festival aims to end extreme poverty by inviting individuals from around the world to come together and take action. It features world-class entertainment, heads of state, business leaders, and influencers, all of whom share the goal of improving the lives of millions of people around the world. Check it out. Hi, Donna. I want to welcome you to Nursing Notes Live. It's great to have you here on the show. And we'd like to remind folks you actually were on the show a couple of years ago, but maybe we could refresh their memory. Would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself and your background as a nurse?
Absolutely, Jamie. My name is Donna Sabatino, and I have been a nurse for 26 years now. It was a second career for me. I was a health educator, a physical educator before that, and I went into nursing because of my passion for trying to help others, and I was able to work a little bit and go to nursing school full-time and get that dream come true back in the early 90s. I stepped into a wonderful career in a city hospital in Fort Lauderdale in a med-surg unit. They actually placed me there because I was on a scholarship and they needed to find me a job. And for those of you not in nursing, a med-surg unit is a unit, really a general nursing floor, where people from all over, whether it's post-op or whether it's someone that just had an injury and they're recovering, they kind of come to that floor. It's not a quote-unquote specialty unit. And we started to see a lot of people coming to that unit with various complications from living with HIV. And we started to realize that maybe we needed to think about having a dedicated unit because of the negative stigma and people not wanting to necessarily work with people living with a virus that we didn't know a whole lot about back in those early ugly days, I call them, of HIV. And we actually created a dedicated HIV/AIDS unit. We opened it up in 1994 called Spring Tower in the city hospital called Broward General at the time. And that's where I kind of gained my initial love and passion around this disease state back in those early days.
You know, Donna, you talked about the early ugly days of HIV and AIDS, and as a healthcare professional, I remember when we didn't always use universal precautions in every situation, and our attitudes have certainly changed with regard to that. But we've also lightened up a little bit about how we approach people with HIV and AIDS. Tell me a little bit about your view of that, how that shift has happened over the years.
You know, it's interesting you say that because the shift has happened, but probably not as much as those of us involved in HIV would like to see. There are still a lot of people out there who aren't educated enough to realize that HIV is not something that we get from casual contact. Sharing a glass or sharing, a toilet or a bathroom. You know, some folks still are very, very afraid, and I think we have a long way to go in educating folks. There are even some people out there, healthcare professionals, who are not involved with HIV as much, who still have a lot to understand about transmission and how difficult it actually is to become HIV infected from a casual type of contact. dentists and others are still very nervous and kind of might go over the top with some of their precautions. So we do see that we have improved. Universal precautions has helped that, you know, glove and mask and things like that. But there are still a lot of people, lay people and healthcare professionals, who still need to be a lot more aware of how HIV is actually transmitted from one person to another.
Now, I know you work with a lot of different people and groups in the course of your job. Tell us a little bit about what your job entails and the types of things you do with your HIV and AIDS education program.
Sure. So my job is very unique to Johnson & Johnson. Out of all the pharma operating companies, there are no others throughout the huge footprint that J&J has that offer this type of position. The position is called a community liaison, and there are 12 of us in the country, so it's we have large geographies and large territories. And the role as a community liaison is to actually go out there and educate two groups of folks. One is the actual patients who are living with HIV. When we do that, we talk about disease state awareness activities, nothing to do with our products that we make within Janssen Infectious Disease. The other group of people are the allied health professionals, which I passionately call the non-prescribers. So folks who are caregivers, so case managers and social workers and peer educators, and nurses, of course, non-prescribing nurses. And we can talk product as well as disease state to those individuals. We target the federally qualified healthcare centers. We target the AIDS service organizations, the community-based organizations, places in the community who service people living with HIV as well as their family members. So we usually say people infected or affected with HIV are the customers that we take care of in the community. The role does not require someone to be a registered nurse like I am. Some folks on my team are not nurses, but their backgrounds go very, very deep into helping and educating those living with HIV. So I consider myself very fortunate. It's a perfect role for a nurse. Any nurse knows that what we do is to advocate and educate on behalf of our patients, and that's exactly what this role does.
And things have really changed for people living with HIV over the last few years with advances in new therapies and things like that. What are you looking forward to most with helping people progress with how they live with this disease in the coming years?
Yeah, that's a big role. That's a big part of this community liaison role is to educate people living with HIV to be adherent to their medications. And I think back to the early, mid-80s in the Reagan era with C. Everett Koop, who was our Surgeon General at the time. And, very basic message, right? He said, meds work when you take them and you take them right. So that's kind of the simple message that I try to get out to our patients who are living with HIV. And one of our really all of our talks that we have to the community are based on adhering to their antiretroviral therapy and how successful they can be compared to the meds of long ago, how much more simplified they are. There's no more handfuls of meds like they used to be. It's now, one, two, or three meds once a day, very tolerable, minimal side effects. It really, really can help someone live a very long, productive life. And that's really the role that we have, is getting people to understand that. And that is a very hard task. Folks that we talk to in the community, it might not be their top priority. Sometimes people are struggling with poverty. Just keeping a roof over their head or keeping meals on the table is really their priorities, and trying to get them to understand, taking their meds needs to kind of come up that list of priorities is a challenge that I and the rest of my teammates struggle with every day. So, yeah, the therapies have gotten easier, but we still need to make sure that people are taking them exactly as prescribed so that they can live very healthy and long, productive lives.
Now, recently, this past weekend, as we record this, you were attending the Global Citizen Festival in New York City, which is an exciting organization if people haven't checked it out at globalcitizen.org. But tell me a little bit about your impressions of that festival and some things you picked up while you were there.
Yeah, it was amazing. There were, gosh, I don't even know the final head count, but there were well over 50,000 people in attendance in Central Park in New York City on Saturday. And it was, unless you were there, it was really hard to envision what that was like. So Johnson & Johnson was a partner in the Global Citizen Campaign, and it's a social action platform. And, you know, it helps to give every man, woman, and child around the globe the opportunity for a healthier future. You know, we aim to create, you know, large-scale change for certain health systems. And the really cool thing about it this year was global infectious diseases was a very high-level commitment at this festival. And Johnson & Johnson, with our global health services and our global infectious diseases division, was there in a very large way. Our medical director of our global public health division, Dr. Paul Stoffels, who I consider Mr. Kibatek, because he actually was the person who started the Kibatek franchise when we were brand new, you know, 11 years ago when we launched our flagship drug, darunavir. And he was the founder of that. And he was on stage talking about that and made an announcement that was so amazing to people that we are actually approved to begin human trials for a vaccine. And that's amazing. I've been in HIV care for 25, 26 years and never thought we'd get to the point of a vaccine or possibly a cure. And here we are with our leadership of Johnson & Johnson making a worldwide quote that human trials will begin in vaccine research that we at Johnson & Johnson and Janssen are going to be, you know, are very active in. So super excited when he announced that.
Yeah, and I was impressed, you know, just to see the commitment there to helping people in such a basic way with this disease, and the statement that, you know, they promise to that all of us at J&J will not rest until we defeat HIV is a strong statement, and you're backing it up, and that's kind of impressive. So I really enjoyed reading about that, and I bet it was pretty exciting to be there during the announcement.
It was. It was amazing. And you could see, because the audience, you know, the cameras would pan the audience and you could see everybody and the way that they were just, you know, paying attention and very involved and listening. And I think just personally, we need to get a better grasp on our youth and our millennials to get them to understand what a big deal this is. You know, they didn't live through it. They might not have even been born yet. And I just hope, and I know through the Johnson & Johnson ad board that I'm a part of, that is something that we are focusing on, is how can we help the millennials and the nursing millennials kind of get more of a grasp on where we were and where we're headed. So that's exciting to be part of as well.
Yeah, you know, you talk about the education of another generation about what really happened all those years ago when HIV first appeared. And for a lot of us, you know, we either know family members or friends that are living with HIV, or for some of us even have lost family members and friends to AIDS. You know, and I think that people don't understand that when they look at all the medications and therapies and things that are coming out to help people continue living with HIV.
No, you're absolutely right. And I'm not sure what the answer is to that. I have my ideas. I kind of wish that we could kind of go back in time a little bit to share some of that. And we are working on something within Johnson & Johnson around sharing some of those old days of nursing in HIV. to be released in the future. So that may be something to help the nursing community, as well as the overall younger community, help see what it was like and that it can be that way again if we don't get control of people taking their medications and, you know, adhering to them, so that we don't want to develop a world of resistant HIV. Like we have resistant flu virus and we have resistant viruses out there that are really hard to treat and cure. We don't want to see that happen in HIV. We want to try to keep it to the point where we can still treat it.
Yeah, that's kind of scary just to think about. After all the work that's been done to get a handle on HIV, it would be scary to have something that's drug resistant out there, definitely. So as we kind of wrap up here, Donna, what are your final thoughts? Is there something you'd like to tell maybe the nursing student or the existing nurse that maybe is thinking this might be getting involved with infectious disease education or specifically HIV and AIDS education as a nurse? What would your impressions be or your advice be to them?
Well, first of all, my advice is please don't go through nursing school thinking you know what you want to do. Go in with an open mind, go into your practical and your hands-on experience with, not knowing until you actually stumble upon where your passion lies. I talk to so many student nurses who go in knowing or thinking they know that they want to be a critical care nurse, or they want to be a neonatal intensive care nurse or something already in their mind, and it closes their vision to what is out there. So please, go in open-minded, experience every bit of nursing. The world is yours for doors to open and experience everything that's out there. The infectious disease arena, the HIV arena, hepatitis C, and all the other infectious diseases that are out there are such an amazing field to stay in because the science is ever changing. It's evolving. You need to stay on top of it. It's growing. It's just a place that if you're a scientist and a scientific mind, and I'm sure most nurses are, that you want to stay focused in that arena. And those of us involved in HIV, many of my colleagues, we are aging. We will be retiring soon, and we want people to take and fill our shoes because it's not a primary care nurse that focuses on HIV. It is an HIV specialist. There are certifications for HIV nurses as well as physicians. And it's something that I hope that the nurses listening to this will take that advice, try to keep their mind open, find places that have a specialty in HIV, learn more about the infectious disease arena, and I'm sure that if you have that passion and you have that scientific mind, it will be a perfect fit for you.
Stay tuned for more episodes here at Nursing Notes Live coming soon, and check out our other episode this month where we feature a panel discussion with two of the Johnson & Johnson Young Health leaders, including Kara Cook, an environmental nurse from the Alliance of Nurses for Healthy Environment, and Joey Ryan, a student nurse and National Student Nurses Association officer. We talk about their experience attending the Global Citizen Festival and what their key takeaways were. You'll find that and other episodes of Nursing Notes Live in the podcast area on iTunes, as well as our podcast player on discovernursing.com. Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future by Medic Cast Productions. All rights reserved.